All right, folks, welcome back to Clarity First. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, if there's one thing we could all use a little more of in this crazy world, it's clarity. Especially when those anxious thoughts start swirling around like a tornado in our heads, right? We get caught up in the what-ifs and should-haves, and suddenly, that to-do list looks like Mount Everest. But listen, I'm not here to preach about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. That's just not realistic. This podcast is all about equipping you with practical tools, stoic wisdom, if you will, to navigate those tricky moments and find some damn peace. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into strategies for managing those pesky anxious thoughts. First things first, recognize that anxiety is a natural human response. We're wired to worry, it's part of our survival instinct. But here's the kicker. Most of the time, those worries are based on scenarios that haven't even happened and probably won't. Ever felt like your mind is playing a never-ending game of what-if? You know that feeling when you overthink every little detail, making mountains out of molehills? That's anxiety hijacking your brain. Now, let's get real for a second. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your own emotions or pretending to be emotionless robots. It's about understanding your thoughts and feelings, acknowledging them without letting them control you. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden, and those anxious thoughts are weeds trying to take over. Stoicism gives you the tools to cultivate their garden, weed out the negativity, and let the beautiful flowers of peace and tranquility bloom. Here are five key takeaways to help you manage those anxiety-inducing thoughts. 1. Identify your triggers. Pay attention to what sets off your anxiety. Is it a certain situation, person, or even time of day? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for coping with them. Maybe it's practicing mindfulness before that big presentation, or taking a walk outside when you feel overwhelmed by work emails. 2. Challenge your negative thoughts. Don't just accept those anxious thoughts as fact. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Is it really as bad as I'm making it out to be? Often, our anxiety is fueled by distorted thinking patterns. By challenging those thoughts, you can start to break free from their grip. 3. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we react to it. Focus your energy on the things within your sphere of influence, your actions, your attitude, your choices. Remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to any situation. 4. Practice mindfulness. This one is a game changer. Mindfulness involves paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. There are tons of great apps and guided meditations out there to help you get started with mindfulness practice. Give it a shot, you might be surprised at how calming it can be. 5. Seek support when you need it. Don't be afraid to reach out for help if you're struggling with anxiety. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. There are people who care about you and want to support you. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, she's got a big presentation coming up, and her mind is racing with what-ifs. She starts to second-guess herself, she overthinks every detail, her stomach is in knots, and she's starting to feel paralyzed by fear. But then she remembers the strategies we talked about. She takes a deep breath, focuses on what she can control, preparing her slides, practicing her delivery, and reminding herself that she knows her stuff. She even schedules some time for mindful meditation to calm those anxious butterflies. Sarah shows up to the presentation feeling more confident and prepared than ever before. She rocks it. See? It's all about applying these tools in your everyday life. You can conquer those anxious thoughts one step at a time. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and start putting these strategies into action. Remember, clarity starts within, and with the right mindset, you can achieve anything you set your mind to. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from it. Leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening on. Those little reviews really help, and join the conversation on social media using #ClarityFirst. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of stoic wisdom for navigating life's challenges. Until then, stay focused, stay clear, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.